Hello.
Hello.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Tom.
Introduce the show.
This is Two Peas in a Podcast, and it's episode 3.
Enjoy. Did you see it was the winter before last?
It was the winter before last.
And
novel?
And yes, and there was this weather that they hadn't had in 100 years. It was a cross between, like, snow and rain.
Sleep? What are you talking about?
No, I'm not joking. There was a report on it because I'd never seen anything like it. I got up early.
You've got to explain yourself.
No, I will if you let me.
It was a cross between snow and rain.
And basically, the rain, as it came down to Earth, hit the atmosphere and froze. Like, the raindrops were freezing as they fell. So it wasn't snow, it wasn't sleet, I'm not crazy, it wasn't hail. And it was a phenomenon, I can't say that word, that's only ever happened in 200 years or something. It was on, like, news. But anyway, on the way to work, basically, the whole ground had frozen. And it looked like, just like, you know, like you get raindrops in a car, but on the ground everywhere, everything had just, it had frozen instantly. And
to me, frozen rain is snow.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah, but it
it's
is
not,
snow,
because it's not completely frozen, because that'd be like hail, wouldn't it? But what I mean is, if it's raining, it's going to be warmer than it is ice. And if it's icy, it won't be raining. But it was the two at the same time. It's like, as soon as the drops hit the ground, they'd formed in the, like, just droplets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As ice.
That is amazing.
No, but it wasn't. It was just like, never seen some...
Well, I've never heard such nonsense.
I don't think you would have heard of it, because you've heard of nothing.
It was a cross between snow and rain.
It's true, it happened. Look it up. Should be in Pick of the News, really.
I believe you.
I'll try to research it, because it was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was falling around. It was insane. I just stepped out that morning, and it was like an apocalypse. I was like, this is something I've ever seen. Everywhere would, like, bubbled over. You know, like, imagine, like, raindrops in a car.
Yeah.
But that's frozen.
It rained and it froze.
It froze, but not like...
Surely that's happened in 100 years.
No, you know the ground, it gets wet and then it'll get kind of icy frosty. But it wasn't like that. The drops had frozen in their form. So
right.
It wasn't like the ground was all wet. It was all like bubbly and stuff because they'd frozen in the drops. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. Have you looked into being a weatherman or?
No. Because, you know, I don't think I could do it if somebody was going, don't believe this weather. Move on.
Someone on the side going, bollocks! Liam Winston, he joins us this week. Hello, Liam.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm not too bad.
He's our guest on our show this week.
Nice to have a guest.
I know.
Keep it fresh.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like...
A competition winner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. I do feel a bit like I've been given a chance here to see what it's like. And it's,
well,
it's
you
magical.
Only get one chance, so...
It is
don't
magical.
Blow it. Binz's Pick of the News.
This story is in Cardiff. basically, the story reads, a crazed mum smashes up a baker's shop because it ran out of her favourite treats. So basically, this woman went into a shop and she asked for, like, these buns and didn't have them.
Right.
She bizarrely threw herself to the floor in anguish like some kind of child. And then she, like, grabbed the store owner by the hair and then she smashed the display cabinet and then started hurling cupcakes at customers and staff before leaving.
Wait a second, that's ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous, but it happened.
Where is this, in Cardiff?
In Cardiff, yeah. And there's a quote from the store owner saying, I've never seen anything like it. She went ballistic when she told that they didn't have the cupcakes that she wanted. And then I like the fact that she's put a sly plug of her cakes. They were called Sweet Tooth Fairy Cakes, which are very popular. I was like, thanks for that one.
Come on down.
And she goes on to say, you expect a certain amount of risk running a bar or a pub, but not a cupcake shop. I can agree with you more, really. I mean, that's... So yes, she went mental, and police are trying to find her and stuff.
Well, she'll be hard to spot. I bet she's about 20 stone.
Well, I know, like, they gave her a description of her. But She wrecked about £400 worth of damage, you know, and then just legged
it. She really went for it then.
Then what's great was there was another story released a few days after this, and it was in relation to the crazed mum, like, trashing the shop.
Right.
And it was basically a cash or cupcakes reward has been offered by this businessman for the woman who went mental and trashed the shop. And
which businessman?
But it just says a mystery businessman has put up an unusual £220 cash or 100 cupcake reward.
Mr. Kipling.
Mr. Kipling's come forward this week, outraged in the cupcake world. And the business said, I love this quote, it says, I love the cupcakes Sally makes. They're delicious. And it's terrible to think that he could drive someone to crime. So
they're that good?
Wow. Yeah, that good. Driven to crime.
My cupcakes taste so good.
And apparently,
if they're not in stock, you go mental.
Well, this is what the woman ranted. But I've come 10 miles all the way from Newport just to buy your cupcakes. And obviously chaos ensued.
Oh,
and then this lovely nice bit of pun at the end of the story. The owner said, the public's reaction has been fantastic. And this reward is the icing on the cake.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
That concludes Binsey's pick of the news.
Well, I told you about when I came off my moped, didn't I? I ran over that football. I've got to tell
the
story.
That again.
I'm on my way home from work, and I've seen these kids playing with this football. And I think, I'm either going to hit this football, because I've seen it coming into the road. Again, it's all in slow motion. I think, yeah. I'm either going to hit it.
Kind of a football, was it like a really spongy one?
A flyaway.
Flyaway.
If it had been a pumped-up football, it'd have been okay.
Those kind of balls that if you step on, you'll fall over.
Yeah.
I mean, it still won't burst.
And same sort of scenario, if you drive over, you'll... Anyway, long story short, the ball goes under my front wheel, I go up and over it, and I'm on the floor.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been... I wish I'd seen that.
It was embarrassing.
And they were really
I think funny. More embarrassing is when I said to the six-year-olds and the seven-year-olds, I got off my bike, took off my helmet and went, how did that look? And I tried to...
What?
I tried to be cool.
Try and make it into a stunt.
I hurt me out.
Hey, kids, how was that for you?
That's what came into my head. I thought, how did that look?
Did they say it looked like a prat?
Yeah, well, they just looked at me and I was just shaking their heads.
Complete idiot. Is that the response?
Really looked, you look stupid.
Even more so when you said that.
Seeing as we've got Liam here this week, I thought he could be in my feature.
Right.
So my feature this week is called Just For The Record. What I'm going to do is read out 10 records. You're on two different teams, and you've got to guess to the nearest, I guess... Let's just start. Do you understand the rules?
Do we get like buzzers? We should really buzz.
I was going to bring in a buzzer, but I thought I didn't want it
do
to be
bring
like.
In a buzzer?
You're like just from home, like woohoo! You know what I mean? Or just found something like. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Number one. Most sausages eaten in 1 minute.
200?
200.
In a minute? Wait.
They could have been hungry. Sorry, I just really wanted
well?
To get involved.
Yeah, okay, right.
Well,
yeah.
I take it that's wrong.
10.
The answer is 8. So Liam wins the point.
I was a bit off the mark.
Number 2. Longest jump by a guinea pig. We're looking for the answer in centimetres.
50 centimetres.
Okay.
30.
The answer is 20.5 centimetres. That's 2-0 to Liam. Number 3. We're looking for the answer in feet and inches. Tallest swing.
Swing?
Swing.
Tallest?
I will have to rush you.
I'd say...
well, that's not fair.
Eight feet.
8 feet. I will give you an answer. I will give you a chance.
Okay. 200 feet.
You are closest with 8 feet. The answer is 68 feet.
Oh.
But this guy said 200. So. 68 feet, 4 inches. That's 2-1 if you could write the score down. Number 4. Fastest time to make, throw and catch a boomerang.
Wait,
make?
What do you like? Okay. Like whittle it and then make it?
Make, throw,
couple of days.
Five minutes.
5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
1 minute 11 seconds.
Wow.
Luke gets a point.
I wonder what he wonder what he made it out of.
Most cloned pigs born in one litter.
Cloned pigs.
I will have to rush
cloned.
You.
Cloned.
Cloned.
16.
Luke wins it. The answer is 5.
Oh yes, I was so close.
Fastest goal scored in ice hockey. Looking for the answer in seconds.
0.4 of a second.
8 seconds.
2 seconds.
Oh,
Luke,
I get
it. Luke gets the point.
Oh, no, I am.
Luke gets a point.
You're largest being... same name gathering.
Huh?
You mean like all
how many people met who've got the same name in one place?
Do you mean like both names?
Nope, just the first name.
Okay, 500 people.
500.
1,000.
1,096.
That's
close. Bonus Dave. Point if you could guess the first name.
Dave.
Simon.
It was Mohammed. Number 8. Longest dog lead. We're looking for the answer in metres.
12, no, 28. 28. 10. 686.
Why?
Luke wins the point.
I can't believe it. Where did it go? China?
If you get one more point, you win.
Oh, yeah. It's getting close. Mm-hmm. Number 9. Fastest time to score a hat-trick in football.
Oh,
2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Oh, in seconds. A hat-trick?
Yes.
55 seconds.
55. Could be over.
Yeah, okay. 100 seconds.
90 seconds, Liam gets the point.
Can we just persuade him that? You gave him
okay, well, I've broken your pen a little bit.
You break that, I'll break
it.
No,
that's fine.
What are the scores, please?
It's 4-5, so I've got to get this to draw.
Liam has to get this for the draw.
We'll have to have a tie. If there's a tiebreak question, you're going to have to think of
it. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, okay. I've got a tiebreak question.
Okay.
Number 10. Most rabbits pulled out of a magician's hat.
38.
7.
300.
300?
God, I bet that shit went on
Luke
a long time.
Gets the point. He is the winner of Just for the Record with a score of 6-4.
And just for the record, I'm the winner.
We talk about splinters, or is that a bit of a rubbish subject? What do you find with splinters?
So that's a rubbish subject.
See, I wanted to take it out, it was really hurting.
Yeah.
But
take it, always take it. What do you mean, leave it in?
Yeah, I've left mine in. Let nature take its course.
What happens?
What happens? Well, it either eventually comes out or it just disappears in your body.
You grow a rose bush. What do you think happens?
I don't know. Right, we've got some more emails this week.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Thanks for the support.
People getting in touch. Jared says, "Hi guys, big fan of the show." Heidi Fraser, all the way from the Dominican Republic.
Wow, international listener.
Says, "Hi Luke and Tom, I think it's ludicrous that you don't broadcast every day." Should I say that bit about having cute Yorkshire accents?
Yeah.
"So that your cute Yorkshire accents can brighten up our lives."
Oh, that's nice.
It's a bit,
nice.
Bit of a groupie.
A
Ted Lamb says, "Hi fellas." It's pretty long. "Your first podcast was good, but this latest one seemed to be much more structured." Ginger Claire, who is saying she's our number one fan.
Apparently, yeah, she's really supported the show.
"I bloody love this podcast." "Proper people, northerners, talking about proper stuff." She said she nearly spat out her tea when that owl died of shock in episode one. And Robert Salvin, "Hey up, peas in a pod, funny show, keep it up." Thanks for emailing in, everyone.
Thanks. Oh, and also I got one this week from Charlotte saying she loves That's Ludicrous and loved the cheese bits. So I'm glad people like it. There's been a big response about the Ludicrous.
Nice. It's nice to get things from people.
I like Ludicrous.
It's a good bit, but let's not dwell too much.
Let's not blow around trumpets and all that shit.
If you want to email in, you can email 2peasinapodcast@hotmail.co.uk. That's 2peasinapodcast@hotmail.co.uk.
Please do get in touch, because we'd love to hear from you.
I thought as a bit of a topic, like embarrassing moments or maybe awkward moments.
I've ever told you that story about when I went on a date. What I wanted to do is I wanted to take it to like a really nice bar. I didn't want to just go to some Wetherspoons type place.
Yeah.
You know.
Go to a nice bar.
So I kind of went to, it was actually in Leeds. It was here.
Good choice.
I went to Leeds and I arranged to meet her in a bar, but I was going to text her whereabouts, to be honest. Meet.
So you're looking for this bar?
Right, so you got hot broad, you're looking for your new shirt, you're looking for this...
I'm looking good.
You've got your real cream in your hair.
You're looking good.
So,
then what?
So I go in. I go in, and I go to the bar, and I get a drink.
What do you order?
This is quite... I got a gin and tonic.
Nice.
It was lime,
gin and tonic, you're in your suit.
And a straw.
No, not a seat, just a lovely
pink
shirt.
Straw.
Your pink curly straw.
And I took the straw out, and I just kind of stood at the bar. You know, waiting for her to arrive, kind of
with your gin tonic.
Changing different positions when she entered. I don't really know.
Practicing.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Oh, hey. Yeah.
Hello. Gin tonic for the lady. I know I drink one. Sorry. Carry on.
So, I've stood there and I noticed this bloke kind of like, come up to the bar next to me
and
order a bottle of white Zinfandel.
Sorry, I don't know what that is.
That's wine, yeah. And so, and I thought, you know, it's strange for... it's just unusual for a bloke to know wine.
Strange for him to buy wine and get oddly you bought gin and tonic.
Anyway.
I don't think you're in any position to comment on anyone else's.
No, of course not.
Yeah, you are.
Gin and tonic is a lovely drink.
You're shaking a G&T. Your ice cubes are cracking away.
Clinking away. Go on.
So I go, I'd noticed that was a bit unusual. And then it was kind of around this point where I started to know it was just the kind of amount of blokes that were in this bar. And then I just turned around, there was two blokes getting off of each other. And I just went, this is probably a gay bar.
Now, so you arranged the date in a gay
in
bar?
In a gay bar, yeah.
Is that why you had the gin and tonic?
So, naturally I necked a gin and tonic. Because it just isn't a great idea to bring a girl to a gay bar on your first date.
Probably not.
No.
So you've got... What was it? What you said you had another story that made you look pathetic.
Most of my stories make me look pathetic.
Have you got any more?
I want to hear more.
Stop, really, man.
Go on.
I was on a train going down to London.
You looked at a girl.
This is really horrible, this story. This is really, really... I was sipping on a G&T. Waiting for a girl to walk past.
Turns out it was a gay train.
That was on the gay express to Gayville. Thank you for listening to this week's show.
Thanks for Liam for being our very first guest.
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for coming along.
It's been a pleasure.
Been a pleasure having you.
Check out the website if you want to see videos. I'll try to put that video relating to the news.
No problem. That's www.2peasinapodcast.co.uk.
Goodbye.
See you later. Great.
3 I'm Tom.
I'm Luke.
Welcome. You say... Luke first. I'm Luke. And I'm Tom.
Okay.
Look at how that looks.
This is the worst bit.
Right.
I'll say welcome to... You say hello. Welcome to 2 Bits of Rock and Hoko. This is episode 3. I'm Luke.
And I'm Tom.
Okay, right. Go.
Fucking hell. Hello. Hello, and welcome to 2 Peas in a Podcast.
This is episode 3.
Brilliant. I'm Luke.
Ah, for fuck's sake.